Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcome and good afternoon to you. On this video, we're talking about Tony Khan, his latest big interview talking about mutual hate between AEW and WWE.
And saying that collaborating with WWE would depend on the circumstance. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News.
Yeah, this one kind of got people fired up a little bit around the internet, on socials, on Reddit, wherever you discuss.
Like they need any encouragement.
Yeah, this is it. Wherever you discuss wrestling in the digital space, people were talking about this, so hey, it made sense for us to come on here and talk about it as well. Tony Khan, he did this interview with IndieWire. I think it was published yesterday, or maybe it was a few days prior. I'm not sure. But he was speaking directly about the competition between AEW and WWE, and I've seen a lot of takes about this thing. So here we are. We're going to talk. Basically, you know, one of the key things he spoke about was competition and the state of the industry and the attitude the two companies have for one another. And the decision to air the CM Punk footage was one of them. Obviously, that's got a lot of people fired up. But yeah, he was mentioning wrestling being a bit more mainstream around WrestleMania 40 and all of that. I'm going to read you a big quote from him, because I think this is the one that most people took umbrage with.
Sure, you don't want me to read it? Or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You've got another one, baby. But he said, "There's a number of big factors that would play into why wrestling has seen such a great renaissance in recent years. I think it comes from the great competition in wrestling right now and the fact that there are so many great stars competing right now." I mean, he's dead right.
Yeah.
You've got all the heroes, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, The Rock, Ryback. I'm sure he's wrestling somewhere. He continued, "Everybody knows that the most real thing in wrestling is the competition between companies. The companies hate each other, and it will be a natural resource that powers the industry. They want to beat each other and take everybody's free agents, and that makes it interesting for everybody else." So, just to summarize quickly, the thing with Tony Khan is that Tony Khan could say the most, like non offensive, spicy thing in the world. He could go, "Wow, it's a really warm day today outside," and people would still find reasons to shout.
"It's not warmer than I am, Tony."
"Yeah, shut up, Tony. That's biased towards the sun. You hate the fade." All of this.
Winter.
But the thing is, when Tony comes out and says stuff like this about hating companies and companies that hate each other and stuff, what it does is it mobilizes the people who think that this is all AEW's fault. When in reality, WWE's been doing this stuff for 40 flipping years, since the death of the territories. Lest we forget that this is the company that flipping, as soon as AEW Dynamite was announced, counter-programmed with bloody NXT, putting that on the network.
Me and Sage were talking about how they announced pretty soon after AEW started, "This is a new season of Total Divas, and it's all elite."
Yeah.
When have you ever used that phrasing before?
Yeah, exactly. It's And the other year, they phoned up a bunch of AEW contracted wrestlers, tried to tap them up and said, "Hey, you want to leave?" And that has obviously got Tony's back up, justifiably so. That's not to say that Tony hasn't taken his own share of shots at WWE back, but this is very much a case the big company hates the smaller company as well, and they would love for AEW to be out of business.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a little weird to log in and say, "It's Tony's fault that there's a war." It's a bit silly.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that there's a war. I'm really happy there is. I worked here in 2019 before AEW started.
Ooh, yeah.
And we were trying to make the best of it. But those were dark days, Andy Murray.
Yes, they were.
And Yeah, I get it. Yeah, both companies have gone back and forth, and I think it's a huge mistake on AEW's behalf by airing that CM Punk footage.
I don't think it's going to benefit them at all.
No, but yeah, you can't sit there and say, well, poor WWE, they're the innocent party in all this.
Yeah, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. And like, just even go back a few years. Like, where's Evolve now, guys?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that company entered a relationship with WWE and it no longer exists.
People may say this is sour grapes for me because we had a great wrestling company I loved working for in WCPW. And then basically WWE hoovered up all the brilliant talent on the UK scene. Thankfully, it's flourishing again now. But it was like, right, well, we can't use anyone.
Yeah.
We could have still tried to soldier on, but it was kind of pointless because you'd just be bringing in loads of outside talent. And then look what they did with the UK scene. Granted, there was a pandemic and all that, but it wasn't like people were like, oh, man, NXT UK was on such a roll until the pando came along.
Yeah, this is it. It's warehousing anything that gets a buzz because WWE wants to have all the buzz.
Yeah.
And that's just how they operate. They're a cold-hearted, big business, and that's partly why they're so successful.
They tried to hobble AEW, as you said, by saying, check it out, title matches and all this and no commercials and two-week head start on Dynamite. Dynamite blew them out of the water in the first week. They continued to beat them time after time, aside from a few examples, and then WWE went, well, see, well, they weren't even trying, so
yeah, this is it.
Like, the like third show and the developmental and all that. Are you trying to hobble them or not? Why would you put it on Wednesday?
Exactly,
night?
And then they actually put guys like Edge on the show, yeah. And it was like for one off appearances.
Well, that
stuff.
Was to give him a chance in the race, yeah. To be fair, because he didn't exactly drill people.
Yeah, he's an interesting case because he's so over in the buildings.
Oh, absolutely.
He never makes a difference to ratings, Edge, apart from in his retirement match for WWE, but it's a retirement match. But yeah, the gist of this is that. To pretend that one side is like the you know, the smaller company is the boogeyman in all of this is patently ridiculous. Look, WWE programming is really great at the moment.
Yes.
I had an incredible time at WrestleMania. I still wish I was there in many, many ways.
Not in the stadium, but there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cold in that stadium. Even last night, the Chad Gable, Sami Zayn match and angle.
It was awesome.
Really
after
great
Mania's
stuff.
Back, SmackDown after Mania was great. WWE's fantastic right now.
It is, but we don't have to pretend that just because the program is good that this is a company run by angels. Triple H learned everything he knows about competition and those kind of practices from a guy who ran the territories out of business, ran WCW out of business, ran the UK indie scene out of business, ran Evolve out of business, and countless other examples. Mm. He would love AEW to not exist. Let's not get it twisted.
WWE are very, very, very happy. Even though now they are making more money than they've ever made before, they were very happy when they had a monopoly, and it was just like, this guy's getting quite popular on the indies. We'll take him. Now they've got bidding wars. They get outbid for, you know, people like Mercedes Moné and Will Ospreay and people like that. It, for fans, hugely beneficial that there is a war going on. I'm glad it's not on the same night because, oh God, those Thursdays used to kill me.
They were intense, brother.
But it's, and also it's, it's, I mean, you've got a shining example in that room out there, right? You've got two Michaels, the Dudley boys, right? You've got Dr. Fed, Michael Hanfler, and the guy who literally wrote a book about his passion for AEW, Michael Cedric. It's a great book. Go and read it. And don't just sit there and say, oh, bloody paid children. They're not. They wish they could be, but they're not, okay? Those kids need to be fed, but...
Hey, you've got Hanfler's kids are well fed.
Exactly.
Get it? Fed.
Fed.
Yep.
But you've got two people there who are getting, well, for the most part, exactly what they need because there are two companies. Sidge has made no secret of the fact he is now, but he was not a huge fan of WWE for many, many, many years, right? Hanfler's always been, but Hanfler loves it even more now. And Sidge was so happy when AEW came along. Not because, oh, bloody WWE, because it provided an alternative to WWE and gave all the people all the things that people would list off about, I wish WWE did this or didn't do this. That's what AEW did. And I think, yeah, to get so tribal about it, and I know you're already calling me and Andy shills for either company or both companies or neither company.
Probably
or,
both today, actually, yeah.
But we like both. We lean certain ways, granted. There's no denial of that. I'm more WWE because I've grown up watching it.
I'm DDT.
And you're DDT, right? But it's really good to have two different wrestling companies. And I know there are other ones, yo, MLW's out there, TNA's out there, yes. But I mean direct, viable competition for WWE.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like, look, it's totally fine to not want the companies to shoot on each other and yes. Like take these little pot shots. But let's just stop pretending that the company you like is covered in roses.
Yeah.
And, you know, is incapable of being the nasty in this situation. Look, just last week, for no reason, Triple H took a shot at Will Ospreay. Yeah.
In the middle of WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's your biggest show of the year. What are you doing, Paul, man? That was, it's like, it's just so silly. I think, like me personally, I enjoy the back and forth. I enjoy the jabs and all that stuff. But I'm a freak. Not everyone is inclined that way. I think that at the end of all of this, making it your personality to hate Tony Khan or hate Paul Levesque to the extent that you will just twist reality is really whack to me, and I wish we would stop it. But I also think Tony Khan's right. These two companies going to war is good.
Yeah, I think head to head is, I mean, it's so beneficial for wrestlers. At the end of the day, what's your favorite thing about wrestling? Wrestlers, wrestling matches, right? And the people we love, whether it's CM Punk or the Elite or whoever, right? They're getting paid loads more than they would have done 10 years ago, 5 years ago, for example, because of the competition, because they can say, well, if you're not going to pay me that, I'll just go over there. And that works both ways, right? And what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah. Just because you like this company doesn't mean, it's not football. You haven't got to be, I sit there every week and I go, oh, bloody hell, Mansfield have lost. Let's check this out, right? Yeah. Right? But it doesn't affect you. So just sitting there, arms crossed, going, no, it's not the best thing. It's not the best thing ever. Like, you can sit there objectively, right, and say certain things that they do or certain matches that they have are just good, right? I know people may prefer certain types of wrestling, but you sit there and say, that's just good. I saw people last week going, WrestleMania's not very good. I mean, yeah, it is. It is. It is, isn't it? Like, think about previous WrestleManias. Think about, like, WrestleMania, I don't know, 32. It's better than that, isn't it? Come on. Right? Unless you're like, was that when he set his name on fire?
Yeah, I think so.
Unless you like, I don't know, fire.
The Rock had a better match on that.
It was quicker. We'd have been a lot warmer. But, yeah, you don't have to sit there and hate the other company. You can just go, that's not really for me, but I'm just going to keep watching this, thanks very much. Yeah. Like, but
it's the nature of it today, isn't it? A lot of people's online personas is built on hating something. And to me, that's really a miserable way to go through life. I am enjoying these two companies bashing off of each other. But I understand that both sides have a little bit of dirt on their hands in certain situations.
Plus, full disclosure before we move on to this second story, me and Andy are in complete agreement. Whilst we say tribalism's bad, you shouldn't just hate on the other company, we are fully subscribed members to hoping your mate's football teams fail.
This is the way.
Oh, this coming in way. When Newcastle or Sunderland or Liverpool haven't done well, it is...
Hey, it's the best. It's the best.
I'm still not sent that Ewan's come in today. Shout out to Ewan. He's a lovely lad, right?
Yeah, Liverpool. But
we still haven't dropped the... good job you gave up Europe to concentrate on your league.
I'll be so glad.
It's fun.
I'll be so glad when Klopp leaves, man. Yeah. What an ass.
Anyway. Complete hypocrites.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, let's talk about from companies saying to each other to collaborating together. Tony Khan has said that to collaborate with WWE would depend on the circumstance. A recent Sports Illustrated article stated that WWE is interested in working with other wrestling companies. Obviously, you've seen stuff with TNA and they allowed their talent to do like stuff over WrestleMania weekend. You had the Bloodsport thing with Shayna Baszler, etc.
Chaz Dempsey went over to All Japan.
That's a good point.
This year.
They described such relationship as an area WWE rarely explored during a man's 4+ decades of leadership, but something that they could look into. And Tony Khan was asked by comicbook.com if he would be open to working with and or sharing talent with WWE. And he said, it's an interesting thought. It would depend on the circumstance. Now, I will back AEW in this scenario. And I know I'm a WWE and simultaneous AEW paid shill. Because
it's been good eating lately.
Because AEW have kind of already done that. Like, they've allowed their talent to appear on the big thing for John Cena's 20th anniversary. Yeah. They had Bryan Danielson, Paul White, Chris Jericho. They also said, yeah, if you want Billy Gunn for the DX 25th anniversary, you can use him. We'd like to have him referred to as an AEW wrestler in WWE. Well, we're not going to use him then if you're going to say stuff like that. So there has been somewhat of a working relationship there. But I don't know. How do you feel about this, Andy? Do you think this is ever going to be viable? Like, people immediately saw this and were like, cool, WWE Forbidden Door it is then.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
And I don't know whether I want to.
No, well, it's nice to book, like, I would love to see Gunther wrestle Bryan Danielson, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Name your favourite match, the Young Bucks versus the Usos. Name your
Roman Reigns versus Kenny Omega as the two big stars, or MJF or whoever.
There you go. Serpentico versus Bron Breakker. All the classics.
Oh my God.
Serpentico's fun.
Yeah.
But
Bron Breakker would kill him.
Yes, he would snap him in half, the poor guy. We'd have to get that John Cruise guy in.
You could literally have the two of the greatest factions ever taking on each other. You could have the elite, the real proper elite, Hangman Page, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, taking on WWE's most famous, most popular ever stable, the Family. Picture that.
People would go nuts.
I would.
What was the question again?
WWE and AEW collaborated, sorry. How do you feel about it? Do you think it's ever going to happen?
No. I mean, it was fun when we were in the stadium on Sunday and when the Shield music hit, we briefly thought Dean Ambrose was going to show up.
We work. We do this for a job. Yeah. We know Mox is contracted to AEW for the foreseeable future. And even we went,
what? Yeah. Da-da. It was fun. And then Seth just got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And that was funny as well. But no, I don't think it'll ever happen. I mean, I think the scenario, the circumstances that Tony Khan is looking for would be, maybe if WWE hadn't tried to steal my wrestlers who were contracted 2 years ago and the people they phoned up and tried to tap up and all of that. So, no, WWE has been extremely aggressive against AEW. All AEW's really done in response is throw a couple of jabs here and there. So I don't see why Tony Khan would have any interest. From WWE's standpoint, it's probably like, hey, we're much bigger than them. What's it going to benefit us?
Yeah.
That's probably their attitude towards this. But once again, like, look, my old man brain immediately goes back to the early 80s when the WWF bought up all the TV time, signed all the top stars from other promotions, and just killed everything.
And basically said they created the stars.
Exactly. And like, look what happened with flipping again. WWE recently had a working relationship with Evolve.
Yeah.
Where's that now, you know?
And my brain automatically goes to The Invasion, which is very different. Obviously, they owned WCW by that point. But, like, so therefore, there is no competition, so why not put some WCW talent over and be like, but no, I know it's a different, you know, people running the show now, but, like, can you really imagine them saying, yeah, we're going to book this collaborative show and we'll really make Kenny Omega look good by having him go over Roman Reigns. Come on.
Yeah, at best you'd get a DQ or like a, you know, some kind of count out.
Yeah.
You get something silly. It just like
I'm sure the negotiations with New Japan and AEW are fraught with, well, we don't want this person to
definitely
lose this. Like,
yeah.
So imagine that between the two companies who are actually competing with each other or despise each other.
It's a nice utopian thing to think about, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love seeing on Twitter or on YouTube those cards that flash up of like, right, here's the maddest WrestleMania Forbidden Door card you've ever seen. And going, oh yeah, that look. Imagine that and that and even, you know, creating the people on the video games that the kids play. God, I sound old. And doing that, yeah, it's never going to happen. And also, like I say, I kind of don't want it to happen because if, you know, Kenny Omega ever does go to WWE, I want that to be the time to be like, right, now you get to see him versus so-and-so and all these dream matches and what have you, rather than there's a sort of halfway house and, like you say, that, all right, we'll give you this, but you kind of need to give us this, or shenanigans, or protecting people and companies. And yeah, look, hate's good, collaboration bad.
Hate good, friendship bad is the message of today. But let us know what you think in the comments below. What do you think of this whole mutual hatred, whatever, whatever? It's on both sides, but, you know, fire away. I'm sure you probably already have.
Yes.
And once you've done that, check out this video right here. It's 40 facts from every WrestleMania, including this year.
We need to go because our big crate of money from Tony Khan's just arrived.
Ah, I just heard the courier show up, man. Triple H, step your game up. See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.